From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is trying to salvage a deal at the climate talks in Copenhagen.
While the reality of climate change is not in doubt, I have to be honest, as the world watches us today, I think our ability to take collective action is in doubt right now. And it hangs in the balance.
Mr. Obama just finished speaking to the conference. His schedule was delayed so he could attend a closed-door meeting with 18 other world leaders. Delegates say there are broad disputes between wealthy nations and developing ones. Sweden's environment minister says it's now up to world leaders to reach agreement. The U.S. and Russia may be close to a new arms control agreement. A Russian foreign ministry spokesman says negotiators meeting in Geneva could reach a new deal within the next few hours. President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev are to meet today on the sidelines of the climate summit in Copenhagen. The U.S. and Russia have been trying to find a replacement for the 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, which expired earlier this month. NATO's chief is opposing a new security treaty proposed by Russia. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
During his first visit to Moscow, NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen rebuffed Moscow's call for a new defense arrangement in Europe, saying he saw no need for a new security treaty. After meeting with Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, Rasmussen urged greater cooperation between NATO and Russia in regards to Afghanistan, but showed no enthusiasm for Moscow's suggested defense proposal, saying that there was no need for new legally binding documents because a framework already exists. Last month, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev published a draft post-Cold War security pact he said would replace NATO and other institutions and would restrict the ability of any country to use force unilaterally. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
A Senate panel has sent the nomination of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke for his second term to the full Senate. The vote was 16-7. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning was among those senators who voted against Ben Bernanke's nomination.
From monetary policy to regulation, consumer protection, transparency, and independence, Chairman Bernanke's time as Fed chair has been a failure.
The Federal Reserve chair has taken heat from many in Congress over the emergency maneuvers he took last year to save failing financial firms. But while even his supporters expressed reservations, many did praise Bernanke for taking action and argue that he's the best equipped to support the economic recovery. The full Senate is expected to hold a confirmation vote next month. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The chief of Iran's disputed nuclear program says the country is making what he calls new generations of more efficient centrifuges. He's being quoted by Iranian media as saying scientists are testing them and that they should be in use by early 2011. Centrifuges are machines used to enrich uranium. Iran is at odds with the West over its nuclear activities. The European airline that carries the most passengers has pulled out of negotiations with Boeing for 200 aircraft. Larry Miller has more from London.
Budget carrier Ryanair says the issue is in price, but that Boeing is unwilling to include some terms and conditions it has in existing contracts. As a result, it's canceling plans to purchase 200 aircraft, the Boeing 737-800. Ryanair chief Michael O'Leary says there are no plans to reopen negotiations with Boeing or other aircraft manufacturers. He says Ryanair will now focus on significantly reducing growth and capital expenditure, with a cash saved given to shareholders. Ryanair is one of Boeing's biggest customers. The good news for the Seattle-based aircraft maker is that Ryanair will still take delivery of 112 planes over the next 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Legal problems are mounting for former French President Jacques Chirac. In a statement, Chirac's office says he has been placed under official investigation over allegations that the city of Paris paid for jobs in his political party when he was mayor. The statement says Chirac hopes the process will move forward quickly to show that he can be faulted for nothing. 2 months ago, Chirac was ordered to stand trial in a separate corruption case. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.